Hello, welcome to the Miguel Navarro Show. I am your host, Miguel Navarro. Okay, guys. Okay. I have to talk about the Dallas Cowboys right now. It is absolutely nutty, the amount of talent that is on that team. So many talented players. They have every reason in the world to win games, to potentially be a champion, but they always fall short. And more so recently, it's disappointing to see the Cowboys just come short every single year. Like, I'm not a Cowboys fan. First, I'm going to start off with that. Not a Cowboys fan. But it's disappointing because when I see talented teams, I say to myself, wow, I see a lot of unlocked potential at times. And all potential means to some people is they could be good, but they're not good right now. And boy, does that describe the Dallas Cowboys perfectly. They could be good, but not right now. And I have to blame it on one person when it comes to the Dallas Cowboys not being quite enough. I'm not talking about Dak Prescott. I'm not talking about Ezekiel Elliott. I'm not talking about Micah Parsons. No. I'm not even talking about Jerry Jones, even though he deserves some of the blame. But I'm going to put it on the one, the only, Mike McCarthy. And I say that not in a flattering way, because Mike McCarthy is the one, the only, whom I believe should not be a coach in the NFL. Is it 100% on Mike McCarthy that the Cowboys are not unlocking their potential and becoming the best team in the NFL potentially with all the talent that they have? If you look at the Dallas Cowboys roster from top to bottom, they're probably a top five team in the NFL. And remember the old days when people used to call the Indianapolis Colts paper champions, and you know, same thing with the Buccaneers, they're paper champions. Man, they look really good on paper. But they just can't quite get it. They cannot win the big game. They can't win the big games. Well, that's what's happening to the Cowboys right now. And you have to put that on Mike McCarthy. Last year, the Cowboys, terrible. I believe they went 6-10. This year, they go 12-5. Ooh, that's better. But not quite good enough. Now, why is that? He has been in a really, really weak division. At times, the NFC is the weaker conference. I know Tom Brady plays for the Buccaneers. I know the Rams are good this season. The Cardinals look pretty solid too. But the Cowboys have every reason to be a top-tier team in the NFC, yet they come up short. It's because of Mike McCarthy. Mike McCarthy has always been the kind of coach who has ridden the coattails of his quarterbacks. He did it with Brett Favre. He did it with Aaron Rodgers. He's doing it with Dak Prescott. He has no reason why he should be an NFL coach, at least not a head coach. When Jerry Jones made a decision to bring him in as the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys in 2020, I said, damn, what a huge mistake. You could have brought in almost anyone else. Go out there and get yourself an unproven young coach who could be special. Look at Zach Tyler. Look what he's doing right now with Cincinnati. Hey, they gave him a chance, young guy. I'd rather take a shot on a young guy who may or may not be very good than take a shot at a guy like a Mike McCarthy who really has no business being a head coach in the NFL. I get it. The Packers had some successful seasons, but I was really down on Mike McCarthy for the longest time when he was a Green Bay coach. He has took the magic ride of Aaron Rodgers, won a Super Bowl in 2010, and fell short every single season after that until 2018, until the Pack said, you gotta go. Sorry, not sorry, get out. His teams are not motivated. That falls on him. His teams underperform. That falls on him. His team this season, the 2021 Dallas Cowboys, are the most penalized team in the NFL. They have almost averaged 8 penalties a game. That's 141 penalties in 18 games. That's including the wild card game last weekend. That's crazy to think that they've been penalized 141 times, 14 times against the 49ers. That's a lot. That's a lot of yards given up. That's a lot of plays being taken away from you. Mike McCarthy has proven, not just this year, not just last year, but the decade that he coached the Green Bay Packers, that he was not worthy of being a head coach. Just not. It's time for the Dallas Cowboys. If they truly want to win, if the Dallas Cowboys want any shot with this particular team, they have to get rid of Mike McCarthy. There's no and, ifs, or buts about it. It is time. Use Kellen Moore as your head coach. Jerry, you know you want to do it. Jerry has a hard time of letting go of coaches. He just latches onto them, even when they don't deserve to be there. We need Jerry Jones of old right now. And by Jerry Jones of old, I mean Jerry Jones from the 80s and the 90s, where he would just cut a coach loose because he had to. He said, you know what? This is the right decision. Goodbye. This is business. He didn't want to do it to Jason Garrett. He should have let Jason Garrett go a long time ago before he actually fired him. Now you can cut your losses with Mike McCarthy. Give your Dallas Cowboys a chance to win real games, not regular season games, and fall flat on your face during the postseason. Jerry, if you're listening, do the right thing for your Dallas Cowboy fan base and say goodbye to Mike McCarthy. If you enjoyed the show and you want to hear more episodes like this one, then subscribe to The Miguel Navarro Show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Thank you for listening. Peace.